Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Ada from Nigeria. Ever since I was a little girl, I loved working on cars with Grandpa.
Want to give this one a try?
Sure. Grandpa, this is so cool. I want to build cars one day and...
Build cars? Ew, that's not a girl's job.
That was my Aunt Chi. I was raised by her alongside her own daughter June after I lost my parents.
If that is what she wants to be, then you have no right to stop her. The sky is her starting point.
I felt grateful for Grandpa. He always believed in me, unlike Aunt, who always tried to make my life miserable. Like this one time my Aunt's daughter June and I were playing outside. We had so much fun playing mud. But when Aunt came out, she went ballistic when she saw how messed up our clothes were.
I bet this was all Ada's idea. June, if you continue to follow this rotten girl around, your future will be nothing but a dark shadow.
But Mom, it was my idea to make sand cakes. Please don't blame Ada.
Oh, please, June. Stop making excuses for her. She has always been nothing but trouble.
Why do you not like me, Aunt? I did nothing wrong. Don't worry about my mom, Ada. I think my mom is just jealous her dad likes you more than her.
June always knew how to cheer me up and would sometimes defend me from her mom. But by the time we hit puberty, June began to change. All she could talk about all day was boys and her looks.
What do you think about my hair? And look at the lipstick my mom got me. And guess who asked me out today?
There's more to life than boys, you know.
Why do you always have to be so boring?
Thanks to her mom's influence, June was becoming increasingly mean, and I was getting the brunt of it. One day when we were 14, we were on our way to church when June suddenly let out a scream.
I forgot to put on my earrings!
I'm sure you can survive today without it.
That's why you'll never make it in life. You are fashion blind. Now go get her earrings.
But our house is so far away now, and it's raining.
I said hurry up!
Aunt Chi made me trek all the way back home in the rain for a freaking pair of earrings. I came back drenched and so had to wait outside the church till the program was over. I was so mad at her and June.
You made me walk back in the rain for this!
Sorry,
I just can't do without them.
June might have had the ball in the court when at home, but at school, I stayed top of my class. But June kept flunking her classes up to 12th grade because she was too pretty to read. But her mom didn't seem to mind.
My teacher said I may not graduate high school at this rate.
You don't need good grades when you're this pretty. One day, one rich dude will sweep you off your feet and you won't have to suffer.
You should be telling her to read hard so she can find a good job and be rich herself.
Oh, shut up, grease monkey.
I couldn't wait to be free of those two and their low mentality. One Saturday, I accompanied June to go do her hair, and on our way there, we saw a guy strumming along in his guitar with a money bowl that only had chewing gum in it.
Wise men say only fools rush in.
Despite his ragged dreads and outfit, I could see the guy was handsome, but I also noticed he had eyes for June. The moment we were about to pass, he jumped before us and continued singing.
But I can't help falling in love with you.
Hi, beautiful. Are you an electrician?
because you definitely lit up my day now.
Are you blind? You see a hot bod like this, and you assume I am an electrician? It means he likes you.
Yeah, seriously. You're like an angel. Can I just have your number?
He gave her a piece of paper with a pen. June took the paper and spat on it, then gave it back to him.
You're cute, but that's what I think of broke guys like you.
Find a girl your class.
That's rude!
June walked away without an apology, and I felt so bad for the guy.
Look, nice song there. I don't have money now, but maybe I can treat you to lunch tomorrow to apologize on my sister's behalf?
I gave him my grandpa's business card.
Thanks.
I didn't expect he would take me up on my offer, but the next day, Grandpa and I were working on a truck when we started hearing someone playing on a guitar. It was the guitar guy from yesterday.
Hey, remember me?
Of course I remember you. A little.
I realized then that I was covered in grease and wanted to disappear.
I don't always look this dirty.
We have a saying that dirty-looking people are the richest. So what I am seeing on you is money, not dirt.
What?
I'm Austin.
Austin was all shades of sweet, and soon him coming over to the garage became a custom. He would keep me company with some jokes, music, or juicy gossip. Although I loved his melodious voice, sometimes I tried to persuade him to make better use of his time here, but he wouldn't listen.
No. Working with my hands is not my calling. Only singing.
So you want to be a singer?
Yep. And when I make it as a big star, I'm gonna credit my first music to you.
Though he talked a lot, he hardly said anything about his family. But I soon found out why. A few days to Christmas, we hung out at a lake resort.
So, what are your plans for Christmas?
Christmas is for people who have family.
Wait, Austin, you don't have a family? Where do you live?
Nope, no family, and I live there.
Austin pointed at the city's bridge that was a bit in the distance and smiled sadly.
That's my home, Ada, under that bridge.
My heart broke for him that day, and I invited him over to Aunt's place for Christmas dinner. It was the only time she was at her nicest, but I made the big mistake of forgetting to tell her beforehand. Christmas came, and just as we had settled down for dinner, Austin arrived.
Aunt Chi, I'm so sorry that I forgot to tell you that I invited my friend. Please meet Austin. This penniless wannabe musician is your friend?
Dune, be nice. Austin doesn't have a family to celebrate Christmas with.
Is that so? Oh, Austin, come in and sit.
I sighed in relief at Aunt's friendly tone, but tensed again when I saw her pass a knowing look at June.
Thank you for having me.
What will you have, dear? There's fried rice, chicken, meat pie, and juice.
Anything, really.
To my horror, she picked up a plate with the dishing spoon and began to scoop nothing into the plate while June giggled like a maniac.
That's fried rice, chicken, meat pie, and orange juice. Enjoy.
I felt myself boil in anger.
You can have mine.
No, thanks.
Austin insisted that he go home, and when he left, I went off at Aunt and June.
This is just too much! Are poor people worms to you? You don't respect even your own dad!
Don't yell at me, you ungrateful worm. You have some guts bringing in that stinky brat here.
I didn't see Austin again for about 3 days.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But when I did, I was surprised to see him all smiles.
Austin, what's going on?
I won a local music competition. A foreign music agency wants me over in the U.S. to sign me up. I will be leaving early next year.
You're going to the USA?
I told you I was gonna make it big.
He was so excited, and I was happy for him, but I was going to miss him. On New Year's Eve, we met again at the bridge for the last time before he traveled, and somehow the atmosphere was just thick. I'll miss you, Austin. He looked at me and our faces grew closer together. And just as the fireworks ensuing the new year went off, Austin gave me a light kiss. It was like fireworks went off in my heart.
Then wait for me. I'll come back.
I did wait, but I made sure to keep busy. With my savings and Grandpa's support, I pursued my dream course, automotive technology, in a university while June became a model. 3 years passed and I began to lose hope of ever seeing Austin again. But one day while I was home trying to complete a project, June suddenly let out a scream.
Ah! It can't be! It can't be!
I rushed out to see her.
June, what's going on? Look who's on the television!
It was Austin on TV being interviewed. He was now a big star and was coming back to Nigeria for a concert.
Mom, I have to go to that concert. He's rich now. I have to see him.
Yes, you'll go, June. Use your charm. Beg his forgiveness.
Seriously? Because he's popular now? That's the same guy you humiliated 4 years ago.
It made me so mad to have to go to the concert with June, but I had to see Austin. The concert hall was packed with people, and then Austin appeared on stage.
Oh my God! Is that him? He looks like a demigod.
He really did. I had to stop myself from drooling the way June was. His singing threw the crowd in a frenzy, and when he finished, I snuck backstage so I could see him. I found a door wide open, and when I looked in, Austin was in the room, but so was June, and she was all over him.
I realized I was so wrong, and I'm so, so sorry. Please forgive me.
You're the one who took my breath away the very first time I saw you. Of course I forgive you.
What's going on here?
Oh, Mary, right?
Wait, you don't know my name again? You told me to wait for you after you kissed me.
Oh, did I? Well, that kiss was a spur-of-the-moment action, you know. June and I make a better couple. She's a model, and I'm a singer. You're just a mechanic. Nah, won't work.
Ew, I'm grossed out just thinking about it. Wait, do you even remember how she treated you?
Because I was poor, but now I am rich and can get anything I want, including her, see?
Angry tears filled my eyes, but I forced them back because Austin didn't deserve them. The insensitive moron went ahead to try and kiss June in my presence, so I took off my shoes to throw at his head, but they hit June instead.
My head! It hurts!
I guess the shoe decided you deserved it more. Austin had his security kick me out, and when June later came home, she told Aunt I had attacked her, and Aunt threw out my things.
We can't accommodate an enemy of progress like you in our house.
Well, I can't stand to live with shallow people like you anymore. And good luck with Austin. You're two stupid people that deserve each other.
I moved into Grandpa's garage, and he welcomed me warmly.
Stay as long as you'd like. Honestly, I am impressed you tolerated your Aunt Chi this long. She's my daughter, but I can't stand her.
Austin and June's betrayal still hurt, but I pushed on. And one day, my life completely changed. I was returning from the grocery store one day when I saw a brand new Chevrolet parked on the roadside with several mechanics all over it.
Hey, what's going on here?
The owner got it from her husband, took it for a drive today, and it just broke down. No one has been able to fix it, and she doesn't trust any mechanic to take it to his workshop.
I approached one of the mechanics, and when I told him I would love to take a look at the car...
You? Come, guys, back off. This little girl says she can fix what five men can't.
All eyes were on me as I popped the hood. It was the longest 20 minutes of my life, but I soon found the fault and the car roared with life. The men were gaping when I came out of the car, and a reporter rushed towards me.
Hello, ma'am. Please tell us your name and how you managed to fix this car these men had been working on for hours.
I have lifelong experience fixing cars. If you want to know more, you can visit my garage. I gave the reporter my card and ran away from all the curious eyes. The next morning, our garage was swamped with drivers wanting their cars serviced. The video of me fixing the car had gone viral, and almost everyone wanted me to become their car mechanic. In just a few days, I got enough money to expand Grandpa's garage, hire some workers, and buy a cozy house for him and I nearby.
I'm going to leave this world as a happy old man.
Leave this world to where? You're stuck with me, old man.
After my graduation and National Youth Service, and I got multiple offers to manage different automobile companies. Life was good, and so busy I almost forgot the people from my past. But one day, I had a rude reminder.
I went to a restaurant when I noticed the couple across about to be arrested by security.
We will pay the bill later, my idiot husband.
Your idiot husband? You wasted all my money.
I felt pity for them. How much is their bill? I will pay.
Hey, thank this lady over here. She just paid for your bill.
The couple turned to look at me, and my world froze. It was Austin and June. The sight of them brought back bitter memories, so I stood up to go. I had just reached my car when I heard Austin behind me.
Ada! Ada!
What is it?
Wow, you look different. In a good way.
You look different too, but not in a good way. He was so thin and harrowed.
It's all...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Your cousin's fault. She ate all my money and reverted to a nagging crone. Please forgive me. If I leave June, would you marry me?
I saw red. I popped open the bottle of water I had taken from my table and threw it on him.
Shame on you, Austin. June is pregnant, for goodness sake. You know what? I should be thankful to her. She saved me from being with a rotten, selfish jerk. I'll not be anybody's second choice, and I won't take leftovers either.
I got into my car and drove off, my heart aching for my cousin and the horrible man she had married. Girls, we don't need some prince to rescue us or some rich man to free us from hardship. Work hard, be focused, and you'll see. You'll be your own hero.